sections from Visiting Exile. On Murder Mile, from where a voice of great purity it sometimes descends, the cash point queue, a shield of water reflecting clouds, it's as if you were stepping over the shallow face of a god. Their business it is to be out, there's the girl with the copper hair, a barrenness of waiting buds, silence, it's just before the explosion, a life carefully balanced like the hat on his head. 1. So it came to this poor ground. Maybe there are quite different bits of you climbing from one to the other, and something else lights up. It climbs itself, and here it is, its arms spread wide. Walking the self, a history, and here it is simply the way its breath divides the air. A cool arch, instep, the words collect in, as if, as if, as if. I will walk slowly back in there, anxious not to disturb the dust. The differing bits of you are all the silences inside. That feeling of overpowering strangeness, it was like a perverse gift. Is it a child wondering if he's special? Troubled ecstasy of the self, ecstasis, is standing outside. But who is the stranger at the door, London in a blaze behind me, Blitz recalled in a dream dreamt more than 50 years ago? There is nothing fixed in your eye, a shadow that prints itself, leans forward into it, the amazing flesh. 2. This section has an epigraph from the London-based Iraqi poet Saadi Yusef. Our cities shared their poisons with us. Cabbage white on the budlier, its humble energies of flight. Upside-down city, a bird posed in the air, where nothing is fixed in the eye. A crust of buildings, the difficult it is here, the original place. Brick idyll is only what fails to disappear. Tower block, Palmyra, a column hesitates, the blue, and here and there each self-important head. A sense of afternoons, this sober ecstasy of clouds. Poetry in small doses, in oracle language. So the harmless days passed, and the birds swung down, momently, amidst arrival, whose claws here darken the page. Here I am today, feeling empty and kind, and the light struck away from it, calling it here like a separate sound, pressing the button marked plenty. He's out there, gone looking for his favourite word. Tarnished famine brilliance, self-quoting, went out to look for more words. Blood clot, police, virgin, he's on the bus, he's shouting into an empty phone. Live in a world of your own, a world that you own. Sheep's head looks down from a shelf, propped cowfoot. They're only doing their shopping, each faithful dismembered carcass. I think there is more wealth than I can manage. Londonistan, this othered eyes, home earth, to die in the land, laid to rest. But torn away here, how shallow are the roots of understanding. As if powdered with their names, gutturals I strove to utter, ripening like a bed of fruit. I don't defend the process, ashes that float across this soft-voiced alien narrative, dying in history's echo. And here they are in the post office, as if queuing at the end of empire. Who did his best with the intractable substance, it listens inside, ambiguous, shape-shifting country, as every honest citizen avers, in some desert, and here is its language, English, like a curse, as if I had invented a person, ulterior voice, and I had begun him. Is it naked on a balcony, and is it a word or a man? These are the sounds of the air, a compound man, already haunting the future, whose wounded appetites remote as music, and halfway to being in another tongue where exile prints its name.